This is CICK News. Today on CICK News, the extreme rainfall in the Northwest resulted in road closures on Highway 16 and also highlighted the importance of emergency weather preparedness. I spoke with Kitimat's fire chief yesterday for an update on the weather conditions and to ask for tips on how to stay safe when the weather comes in Kitimat.
I'm Trent Bossens. I'm the fire chief for the district of Kitimat.
Wonderful. So thank you so much for making time to speak with me. We're speaking on Wednesday, and I'm wondering if you can describe the current situation in Kitimat and surrounding areas as a result of Monday and Tuesday's rainfall.
Yeah, I think obviously we had before the rainfall, we had a substantial amount of snow come down, and then that temperature warmed up and it turned to rain. So yeah, we had a significant amount of rain here in Kitimat. I don't know the exact amount, but yeah, and then if I think to couple on that, we had that freezing temperatures prior to the snow, so the ground is already froze. So it definitely made it challenging for our crews around town here to keep the snow and ice off the streets.
So I just wonder if you have advice. I mean, you've likely had experience with a surprising amount of precipitation or rain or just weather that a lot of times people and residents, they might not really know how to respond to it. What advice do you have for travelers in terms of safety, safety, their travel, but also just preparedness for this kind of disruption?
For sure. Anytime that we're moving into the winter or colder months, I'd strongly suggest that they have winter survival kits placed in their vehicles. Make sure their vehicles are full of fuel. If you get some road closures that delay fuel coming into a community, that can cause, you know, panic, or that can cause residents to not have enough fuel in their vehicles if they do need to go or evacuate town or whatever the case might be. Yeah, for me, and it's always check road conditions. That's the other piece, is look at wherever destination that you're trying to get to. Look at those road conditions and try to plan your time accordingly with that. So it's important that people are prepared. And I think the last thing is the winter tires, is making sure that you have proper winter tires on your vehicles for the conditions that you might run into.
Was your crew, were you finding people stuck in areas in Kitimat or the surrounding area? Were you finding people that had been caught off guard from this weather?
Yeah, I think we have some pretty extraordinary snow removal programs here in Kitimat. So the district crews, they're out early, they're out soon once that snow begins. And the snow clearing itself is really phenomenal, to be honest.
Yeah, for sure. I know that Kitimat doesn't have a large population of people living homeless, but do you have any kind of advice from your perspective of things that you've seen that really come in handy, help them be prepared, or just help them be a little bit more aware of their surroundings?
Yeah, I think for me, like the vulnerable population, obviously that can range from our elderly all the way through to young kids. And I think for that aspect is, if you don't need to go out, don't go out when the conditions are at its peak or at their worst. And then for me, I'm that rely on your neighbor and ask for help and look for where others can support what might those needs be of that population, whether it's your neighbors or whether it's a homelessness, whatever that might be. Is like at the end of the day, the weather is something that we don't have a lot of control of. And if we can support one another, that's a big help.
Okay. Yeah. It seems like it came on so strong and then it just dissipated. But as you said, if the temperature is going to get cold again, then that just means a lot of ice, which a lot of people really never seem to prepare to drive in.
The road conditions change very rapidly. I think we know that when you live up here in the north, from wet roads here in Kitimat, and by the time you're out to Terrace, it can change two or three times temperature-wise, just with different elevations that you're going through and just with different weather patterns that come through that the valley. So I think the roads for us, we were lucky in sense that we didn't have any accidents that were reported to us through that heavy snow and then that transition from snow to rain where the ice was forming on the road, which is great.
Yeah.
Good on the community, good on those travelers that are either deciding not to travel because of the road conditions or just being cautious when they do. Yeah, road conditions, our roads are challenging enough at the best of times, then when you throw in these other twists and these curveballs that, you know, that Mother Nature likes to do, people need to be aware of that.
Fire Chief Bossens, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me today.
Yeah, no, thank you, Pamela. Thanks very much, and have yourself a great new year.
Thank you, too.
Thank you to Kitimat Fire Chief Trent Bossens for taking the time to speak with me on Wednesday, December 31st. Next, I'm speaking with Danielle Ayeo and Patricia Weeb from Tamatic Status of Women on how this weather has made visible the need for shelter and programs in Kitimat to serve the more vulnerable populations, which includes unhoused people and residents of Kitimat who rely on services for food, shelter, and places to stay dry.
My name is Patricia Weeb. I'm the Community Wellness Coordinator for Tamatic Status of Women, and part of my position is to be out in the community doing street outreach, meeting the immediate needs of the vulnerable population.
And my name is Danielle Ayeo. I'm the Director of Support and Housing Services with Tamatic Status of Women.
Okay, wonderful. So first off, thank you both so much for making time to speak with me on December 31st. really appreciate that. Kitimat had some pretty extreme weather come through after a cold snap and after quite a bit of snow. You got a lot of rain, which can be, it can be a pretty treacherous combination. And I'm wondering if we can start, if you give me a picture of how you see extreme weather events affecting more vulnerable population.
So with the heavy rain comes a lot of gloominess, right? Here it just socks in. It socks in for days. It does, our weather doesn't just blow in and blow out. There's a lot of mental health as well as the because of the stress about where they're going to stay if the shelter isn't available. There's possibilities of hypothermia, trench foot, skin infections, strain on their arthritis.
Wet clothing. We see a lot of people that have their belongings and everything they have with them is all they have. Yeah. And so when that gets wet, it makes it harder. And we are fortunate that during the week, we have ability to help them get clothing and items that they would need. But weekends are different, right? The services aren't all 7 days a week other than the night shelter.
It's not like our vulnerable unhoused people have somewhere where they can store their stuff where it'll be dry and safe. They have to carry it with them. And as it gets so wet here with how heavy the rain has been, they end up ditching their belongings, which could include their medications. So then that also puts them at more health risk.
I'm going to just throw into that with our highway, when we get a heavy snowfall and then rain, it can really limit people to just being in Kitimat.
We do try and supply some transit tickets so they can do that, but then it's also on the schedule and then the road conditions.
Yeah, I know that you're the community partner who's running the emergency weather shelter, emergency overnight sheltering, which lasts from October until April. But when you're seeing these really acute and like weather specific impacts on people's lives, and maybe Patricia, this is something you can speak to, how are you actually reaching people that really need that support and maybe don't know if they can ask for help?
So what I do is I have a backpack in the winter time, and I have different types of harm reduction supplies. So I will have clean, dry socks, and I will have mitts and toques and other various items. And I go into the community and I go into the forested areas to try and find people and meet their immediate needs. And part of that would be suggesting different places that they can go to. So our day shelter is closed on the weekends. So I will suggest there would be the library where you'd be able to sit and be dry for a little bit. They are great there with our people. The mall, they'll access the mall. It's just trying to problem solve different places that they can go to try and stay warm without being told that they can't stay there for very long or loitering.
Yeah, what's the status of the overnight shelter now, and if this weather has made any sort of impact on that?
Yeah, so we have 4 beds and then 3 kind of overflow beds in the night shelter. It's tough because a majority of the people coming in our gentlemen, or, and so we do try, because we have a transition house, so we do try to get women to go to the transition house to make more room at the night shelter. Matic also has a day shelter that's open Monday to Friday, so they complement each other. One is from 8 p.m. to 8 a.m. and the other is 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Okay. So Monday to Friday, they have the ability to have kind of 24-hour dryness or out of the cold.
So was it the weather that put the shelter at capacity, or was it already at capacity?
It was already at capacity.
Is this the kind of thing, though, Danielle, and I understand with you being the interim ED, this might not be a question that you can answer, but Emily Rete, she put out an open letter with support from Tamatic that there just needs to be, that, like, Kitimat's sheltering needs to be addressed, and there needs to be something that isn't just seasonal. Does a scenario like this with the weather that you had and just seeing the impact, and Patricia, feel free to speak on this as well, does this just reiterate, or does it enforce, in your opinion, even more of a need that you want the province to respond with action?
Yeah, it is a tough question. There's a need across our province, period, for housing and shelters and stuff like that. And we're going to continue to advocate for it to be year round. I do feel like we were given some extra time this year with our shelter being open for 7 months. So that is typically longer than it has been before. So very much appreciative of that.
We were quite happy that they opened a little early, because in the fall, there was some heavy rain then. We did have a small encampment and it did flood. So they lost their tents, their blankets, their belongings, all of that kind of stuff. And it also forced them into the forested areas more. So then the extreme weather highlights the need for coordinated year-round emergency responses and long-term housing solutions, so no one is left at risk.
Thank you to Tamatic Status of Women Interim ED Danielle Ayo and Community Outreach Coordinator Patricia Weeb for taking the time to speak with me today. Thank you also to Kitimat Fire Chief Trent Bossens for taking time to update us on the weather conditions in Kitimat, as well as some safety and preparedness. That's it for the news today. Thanks so much for listening. I hope that you and the people around you have a wonderful New Year's Day. CSK News is funded by the Government of Canada, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and is a participating station in the Local Journalism Initiative. On behalf of my colleague Dan Messick and myself, Pam Hassan, thanks for listening.